Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Dylan Morris with the Knoxville Heritage Community Foundation as the foundation recently kicked off the 100 for 100 fundraising campaign.
The 100 for 100 campaign, kind of the big fundraiser for you guys. I guess first off, for the people out there, let's go through Knoxville Heritage Community Foundation, what exactly that is and why this campaign is so important for that foundation.
So thanks, Nathan. The Knoxville Heritage Community Foundation is Knoxville's community foundation. It is what it says it is. We raise money every year, and the 100 for 100 campaign has been our biggest fundraiser over the last several years. We've done this maybe around 10 years now. It's our biggest fundraiser over that period of time. And all of that money, 100% of that money, goes back to making the community a better place. So what we want to do, we want to invest in Knoxville's future. Now, whether that means helping renovate and reopen the Grand Theater, helping expand the Knoxville Public Library, helping to make improvements at the rec center or expand the recreation trail or make investments in ball field lighting at Marion County Park or helping the Genealogical Society preserve records or outfit a trailer full of tools for Habitat for Humanity so that they can continue to support their mission. We've supported a ton of things over our 34-year history. The only real goal of the foundation is just making sure that we're getting better. We're enhancing who we are as a Knoxville community. So that's what we look for. That's what we look for in our grant applicants, and that's what we want to do.
Now, when it comes to this, I know I've said this many times, the city of Knoxville seems to be, and you know this being on the council as well, very upward trajectory now. Morale's pretty high in the city, and things are, I don't want to say knock on wood, but things are going very good right now for the city of Knoxville, and this Heritage Foundation is a good piece to continue that prospect, continue that momentum in Knoxville by doing the projects that are a little smaller here and there, but still making the Knoxville the beauty in which it is. So I guess for you, how important it is for people out here, and if you want to almost as give a sales pitch as to why it's so important for people to kind of give to this fundraiser and help be able to provide the things that you guys provide.
I absolutely agree, and I hear that a lot from people around town. They do see the momentum. They see Knoxville growing and changing and making positive strides towards being the best version of ourselves, whether that's, you know, expansions at Weiler, 3M, the hospital renovation has been huge and something that the Heritage Foundation has helped with actually in the past. You know, the addition at the library, changes that the city's making in terms of investments in our parks. The Heritage Foundation helped actually the Wellness Coalition last year to create Panther Park there at the administrative grounds, school administration grounds. So yeah, I mean, there are a lot of reasons to be optimistic about the future of the community. And that only gets better and better as people continue to invest in the community. So what I like to say to people, you know, there's a lot of folks out there with really big hearts that say, you know, I would love to be able to give to everything. I say, well, make a donation to the Heritage Foundation and we can give to everything. You know, there's no limitation on how many gifts we can make in a single year. It's only limited by the number of people that ask. And we have our granting season, if you'll call it that, from just after the first of the year through about April 15th is our window there. Folks can get online or they can get a hard copy of our application through our website at the Chamber of Commerce or downtown at Marion County Bank. We'll have applications at all those locations. Fill out an application. It's a very simple application. If you've got any supporting documentation, feel free to include that as well. Our board will review it, see that it's going to make a big long-term positive impact on the community. And if we've got the money there, we want to give it because that's the fun part of what we do. So yeah, it's a fun time to be in Knoxville. There's a lot of good things happening and Heritage Foundation is a piece of it, but there's a lot of great groups and organizations doing really positive work and Heritage Foundation's thrilled to be able to support them.
Now, when it comes to this train, you will, that the city's on, the forward momentum, I guess people want to jump on that train and be a part of this and help give to your guys' or the foundation. So I guess, how do they go about doing that? And I know we talked off air, but it's a little bit easier than it has to be sometimes.
Yeah, it's very easy to do. There are letters going into the mail actually as of just a couple days ago. So we sent those out to folks that we know are passionate about Knoxville. We know they're willing and able to dig in, and in some instances do the work. In this case, you don't have to do any work. You just have to give us a check, and you can see the positive impacts of your dollars right here in the community where you live and work and are raising your family. What I think is a really cool thing for people that not only live in or around Knoxville, but maybe alumni, people that grew up here that for whatever reason have moved away, but still kind of keep that special place in their hearts and minds for Knoxville, you can get onto our website, which is knoxvilleheritage.org. We've got a PayPal link established there. You can make a donation using a debit or credit card through PayPal. And you can even set up a recurring donation, which I think is really cool because, you know, I may not be able to come up with $1,000 or, you know, something huge all at the end of the year or something like that, but I could give $20 every 2 weeks. You know, I can give $50 here or there. I think that's a really cool tool that people can buy into and be a part of and invest in their community, invest in their own futures in their community. People talk all the time about, you know, well, I'd really love to see something like this happen. The Heritage Foundation and organizations like it are one of the tools and one of the vehicles that we can use to get to where we want to be.
Is there anything else that the Knoxville community should know about the Knoxville Heritage Community Foundation?
It's a great organization, a great board of directors. We've got 12 folks on our board that really are here in the community, that love the community, that want to see the community be, again, the best version of ourselves, and are ready to put these dollars to work. So the more dollars we have, the more work we can do, and the more positive investments we can make in our own community and in our own backyards for the benefit of everyone here.
Thanks to Dylan Morris with the Knoxville Heritage Community Foundation for joining us on today's program. If you would like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knicareless.com and click podcast.